the closer you got to the coastline, the worse it was. That's a good general statement. And even the winds to the north and northeast of the center of Sandy tended to be a little stronger than in the Washington-Baltimore area, for example, south and southwest of the center. There were hurricane-force wind gusts all the way up into Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut, gusted to 76 miles per hour, for example. So even though they were just as far away from the center as areas further south across the mid-Atlantic, it looked like the worst winds were on the north and northeast side of the storm.
Now, this had been described variously as the Frankenstorm, the storm of the century, the perfect storm. Have you ever seen anything like this in all your years doing your job?
No, this is certainly pretty amazing, just a number of amazing aspects to the storm, obviously. How large it was, the low pressure, which made for such a strong and expansive wind field, and of course, having the cold air on the western side of the storm added even a more unique element to it, that we had a couple feet of snow in the southern Appalachians and central Appalachians from Garrett County, Maryland, extending southward down into western North Carolina. So just very amazing, all the different aspects of the storm, from snowfall to the devastating coastal flooding.
Let's look at what exactly happened. What happened to bring this storm together and to make it such a monster? You had, as I recall, several storms converging in this one area, the most densely populated area in the country.
Yeah, you had a number of things that came together. One, of course, was Sandy itself, which formed early last week in the Caribbean and then eventually worked its way northward across Cuba and the Bahamas and then eventually up the eastern seaboard. So the first element was you had a system out of the tropics. So that, of course, gave you a lot of tropical moisture and wind energy to work with from the get-go, having a tropical system. It took an unconventional path. It went eastward or northeastward, paralleling the coast of the Carolinas, and then actually turned west back towards the mid-Atlantic prior to landfall last evening. So you had a cold front off to the west as well, stalled along the Appalachians, and west of that cold front, you had the cold air in place. So that dip in the jet stream gave this storm even more wind energy, and then you had the cold air in place, which created the snow on the western side. So you had a whole number of things coming together at the right time to really make a devastating storm in terms of not only the wind where the storm made landfall, but really covering a large swath of the country.
Let me see if I can describe this adequately. You're going to a curve, you're going right on the curve, and then all of a sudden you stop and turn left. Would that be a good way to describe it?
It is something like that. It was curving out to the right and then sort of just a left hook right back into Jersey. It was a track, a very rare track. If storms are moving northeastward away from the Carolinas, they tend to either head up into Atlantic Canada or just go out to sea.